This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertley of Good Morning. The New York State Legislature is trying to wrap up its session. It's one that's been chock full of bills with some far-sweeping and controversial legislation on the agenda. Here to tell us more about it all for our Friday regional report is Casey Seiler, Capitol Bureau Chief for the Times Union newspaper. Casey, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Mitch.
So let's start with what New York lawmakers have accomplished this session. What are some of the big bills that did pass?
Some very big-ticket progressive items, including the approval of a plan to begin marching the state's minimum wage towards $15. And that's going to happen in different ways in different parts of the state over the coming years. The governor, Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, also got creation of a paid family and medical leave plan that had been near the top of his agenda for this year. The governor and many lawmakers said that among the top agenda items for the rest of the year were things like combating the heroin and opioid addiction crisis, working on expanding screening for breast cancer among other cancers, and near the top of the list was public ethics reform, meaning ethics reform for elected officials. Because you have to remember the arrest, trial, conviction, and sentencings of two former legislative leaders, Democratic Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and Republican Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, both convicted of, you know, more than a half dozen felonies for abuses connected to their term in office. They are, of course, both now out of their elected positions. Good government advocates cast this as Albany's, meaning New York's, Watergate moment. Good government advocates wanted to place limits on outside income for lawmakers, which is pretty much wide open at this point, as well as seeing greater transparency for big lump sum disbursements of state dollars. And on all of those things, it looks like at this point, and we're talking, you know, Thursday late morning, they seem to be elusive right now. One thing that there might be agreement on is beginning the process to amend the state constitution to strip the public pensions of top officials, including legislators and statewide officials, who are convicted of crimes related to their public office.
And you would think that's a slam dunk, though, wouldn't you, Casey, given that you're saying these are pensions for those who have been convicted of a crime?
One would think, and this is actually something that Governor Cuomo made part of an ethics ultimatum that he laid down way back in February 2015. And then the Senate passed what was supposed to be the agreed-upon bill, and the Assembly, due largely to the complaints of unions that were worried that the language of the constitutional amendment would be too sweeping, that, for example, janitors and, you know, low-level employees could find their pensions stripped because they, you know, heisted office supplies. So fairly late in the process, the Assembly said, no, we're not going to pass the apparently agreed-upon Senate bill. We're going to pass our own bill that's much more detailed, that says exactly who can get their pension stripped. And it turned into a classic Albany story of two one-house bills with both houses pointing at the other. Democrats control the Assembly by a wide margin. Republicans narrowly control the state Senate. You know, it was a Mexican standoff where they were accusing each other of not supporting pension forfeiture. Now it appears, although we don't know yet, that the Assembly is now willing to back the agreed-upon measure. Voters statewide, I get the distinct impression, would approve this one probably by about 99%, but we'll see where it goes.
Now, there's also been a lot of discussion on a bill this week that would help families who've had their water contaminated by PFOA, and that's a chemical suspected of being carcinogenic. It's been found in water in Hoosick Falls, and here in Vermont, we're familiar with this as well because North Bennington has had its problems with PFOA. Now, I understand from reading your paper that the bill was introduced, then it was pulled back, then amended. I mean, what's going on with that bill?
It's very strange. This is a bill that would amend the statute of limitations for personal injury suits. In its original form, the bill referred to sites that were designated as either state or federal Superfund sites, so that people would basically have 3 years after the designation or the discovery of personal injury. The bill passed the Assembly by an overwhelming margin last month. On Monday, it's Senate sponsor, state senator named Kathy Marchione, a Republican who represents Hoosick Falls, said this is among my top priorities for the end of the session. So that was Monday. And then on Tuesday night, she amended the bill in a way that, as the advocates told me, would have made the statute of limitations less generous than the current statute. And the Assembly Democrats said, we're not going to pass this amended bill, number one, and number two, the logistics of just bringing it back into the Assembly in the last, what was then the last 2 days of session, are really impossible. So basically, Marchione gutted her bill on Tuesday night, angering the advocates, angering the lawmakers who had supported the original version. And then late last night, Marchione decided to unamend it and go back to the original. It's mind-boggling. And what she said is, well, I amended it to try and move the bill forward, but it's hard to look at it any other way than she was trying to save face to a certain extent, but she ended up losing 24 hours of advocacy for the original version of the bill. It's unlikely, or at least doubtful at this point, that it's going to make it out in the Senate. The Business Council opposed and continues to oppose the original bill. The amendments that were made to it were, I think it's fair to say, a little bit more to the Business Council's liking. It's a very strange turn, and I think probably embarrassing for Kathy Marchione.
Maybe a bill that's a little more straightforward than all this, one that allowed restaurants to sell alcohol before noon on Sundays. Was that a pretty big issue?
It's a pretty big issue for people who would like to get a Bloody Mary before 10 o'clock on a Sunday, I guess. But that bill, which is part, you know, it's a detail within a big package of bills that amend state alcohol beverage control law, which has not, I think it's fair to say, kept up with a lot of the developments in retailing, microbreweries, farm wineries, that kind of thing. But it's true that everybody has seized upon the kind of brunch bill aspect of it as a perfect example of, as we put it the other day, ethics advocates are on the verge of giving up, but the good news, they'll be able to get a cocktail on Sunday mornings. You know, that we have sort of become ridiculous, the kind of diminution of ambition for the end of this legislative session.
Casey Seiler is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Times Union newspaper. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Mitch.